yeah, back at it. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast for the John DeBella Show on this Wednesday, June 5th. How's it going? Dave here. All the goodies that you've come to expect post-show. We started off by talking an injury, unfortunately. Andrew McCutchen out for the season on the Phillies roster, but they snapped their losing streak the other night, so let's look on the bright side. They could have cured cancer, but instead did this. You'll find out shortly. Down in Australia, there was a stereotypical defense weapon used after a break-in. It's Long Song Wednesday today, so of course we spun the wheel once again. And seen as Rocket Man's one of the big movies at the box office right now, we decided to do a little fact-checking to see what kind of games Hollywood's playing with Elton John's life. So we had Rocket Man versus the facts today. And then share 10 actual, real-life Elton John facts, a top 10 for you. We haven't had one of those in a while, and you know how much John loves organizing things into lists of 10. So here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
McCutchen, how big of a loss is this?
It's going to hurt a lot, although yeah. If Jay Bruce comes in and has six RBIs, every night, that's going to be great. Yeah, Jay Bruce hit that? Two home runs last night.
Yeah. Wow.
Two-run homer and a grand slam.
I like this guy.
Yeah. It sucks that McCutchen got hurt, especially because the ump screwed up.
Really?
I don't know about this.
It should have been an infield fly, and if you're not going to call an infield fly on that, you call that as an intentional drop. Because everyone in the world except the umpire knew that Ian Kinsler from San Diego stood there and watched the ball land next to his left foot, or his right foot.
I got to go back and watch it. So, I didn't know that.
So Gene Segura is out.
Oh, wow.
Then McCutchen goes back to first base.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't advance, none of that. But because he let it drop, he throws Gene Segura out of the force at first, and now McCutchen's in a rundown, and that's when he tears his ACL.
Oh, man. Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll find the ump. Right. We'll dox him.
All right, Jay Bruce, guys.
Yeah, okay. Six, all right, Jay Bruce is going to solve it all. Okay.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
This song just gave me an idea. Maybe we should have a power ballad battle.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be fun?
You know what? I am down.
Yeah.
Power ballads are the yacht rock of classic rock.
See?
Yes.
Right. Let's keep that in mind. Make a note of that, Steve. All right, all right. Power ballad battle. 67 degrees outside right now. Cloudy, warm, and humid. Afternoon storms. High temperature about 86. I'm laughing at the fact of, if we get around to this, me having to repeatedly say power ballad battle. It's not easy at all.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Shut up!
102.9 MGK.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I have to say,
they could have cured cancer,
but they worked on this instead.
Okay.
A new study has gotten done, and 35% of Americans say they're most likely to avoid social gatherings in the wintertime, but find that in the summertime, they're much more social.
Oh boy.
They could have cured cancer.
So they'll go out when it's warmer.
Right, that's it.
Really?
I like being with people and hanging around outside when it's warmer.
I volunteer for the study next time.
Will you study
my life, yes.
Okay.
Cooped up in the winter.
I tried to do Thanksgiving outside, but no one wanted to join me.
They could have cured cancer.
Why do we give these people money?
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
I think I know the answer to this question in Dave's case, but in your case, a guy breaks into your house.
Right.
All right, you hear somebody stumbling around your house. What do you grab? What is your weapon of choice?
Probably a golf club or a baseball bat.
Steve and I were just talking about this.
Really?
Yeah, because your wife proposed this question to you, right?
Right. Your wife wants a gun?
Well, no, but she's yes and no. Uh-huh. She said, how would I defend – a really random out came up. How would I defend myself? Would I throw something at them?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a gun. Should we have a gun? And I said –
Well, we know Dave has guns.
Talk to Dave.
I mean, I know a guy.
I've got guns too,
but his are more readily available than
sure.
mine are.
Yeah, John needs the plunger, some black powder.
Puts on his colonial garb before.
Right.
Sir, wait a minute. I'll be right down. I need to put on my outfit.
Must fetch my wig.
I've got a blunderbuster here. Be careful.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Cindy, what, you just stand there and cry?
No, I would throw my mean cat Kodo at them.
Okay.
You say you have an attack cat, I hope.
He weighs like 25 pounds.
So. A guy in Australia woke up, heard a burglar in his house. What did he grab?
I know. I saw the story. So, Dave, go ahead.
A Bowie knife, obviously.
No. Bowie knife. That you grab in Tennessee.
That's a knife. Right. I don't know. Right. A crocodile.
A crocodile. No. But you're on the right track.
A roux.
All right. Yeah. A didgeridoo.
Nice.
A didgeridoo.
Nice.
All right. And so he chases this guy down the street and holds him until the police get there in his underwear.
Yeah.
He's got a didgeridoo, a burglar, right, and he's sitting on top of him. Can you imagine this scene?
There's a great interview with the guy. I'll send you the link, Dave.
Really?
You can post it. Yeah, it's as Australian as you can get.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's good.
I might be able to find that real fast. We're going to have that when we come
back.
Dig
it up. Yeah, let's do it.
So I found it.
Yeah.
You understood this, man?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the didgeridoo guy, the guy who captured the burglar by chasing him down and beating him with his didgeridoo. Sounds like this.
I've seen a shadow. He's lighting his phone accidentally. Come on and lit him up.
What?
I knew when he went around the corner, he wasn't fast.
Heard my dad start yelling, saying, get him. And boom, we started running down the road.
They're out there in all my glory. I noticed I run faster naked. Sort of with semi-naked anyway.
We had him boxed in. He wasn't going anywhere. And
if he came out, I was just going to try and tackle him or something.
He got off easy. He lost his shirt, poor bugger. I felt like giving him one, but... wasn't a shirt I wanted to give him.
Yes, not
just probably
knife.
Lucky I only had a didgeridoo.
This is a knife.
That was Keith Richards, be honest.
You guys, I heard every word there.
Come on, I had to.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
102.9 MGK.
Right now, it's time for the Wheel of Long Songs. All songs have to be 7 minutes or longer in order to make it on the wheel or make it as a listener pick. And on the wheel, let's say Kashmir, which has been there since the beginning of time.
Yeah, long time.
All right. Neil Young's Cowgirl in the Sand. All right. The listener pick. Traffic's Glad. Rod Argent's Hold Your Head Up, the band Argent. Susie Q from CCR. And then, of course, the two bonus tracks. We don't know what they are. We had to fill one of those in. Bill had to fill one of those in because we had a bonus track go last week. And you know what? It's like we have our own Vanna White today. Ladies and gentlemen, our vice president and general manager, Joe Bell, is in the studio. Good morning, Joe.
Wow.
All right.
To be honest with you, Joe.
That's why you're here?
Vanna looks a lot better than you. Just want to let you know.
It's a matter of opinion.
Wait for his hand movements, Dave.
Well, Joe, it's up to you. Spin the wheel, and let's see what we come up with today.
Which way is the appropriate way to spin?
Toward you.
Okay. Here we go. Round and round. Putting all my money on black.
Oh my!
We almost got Kashmir. I mean, I cannot believe how close we came to it. But it's not going to be Kashmir. It's going to be. Is it time for it to be?
Yeah, it's time for it to be.
It is Neil Young and Cowgirl in the Sand. Classic rock. 102.9 MGK. I remember being a young musician, and this is there during the days of my band, my teenage band, Human Rice.
Yes.
Human Rice.
Right? Leader of the fan club right here.
One of the guys in the band, we always used to rehearse in his basement, and he had this room in the basement. It was basically a large closet that he would go in and play guitar in so he could blast it, and he covered the walls with like pillows and all kinds of stuff. It was his idea of soundproofing. Uh-huh. And we would go in that room, put ourselves in the right state of mind, and listen to that song over and over again, because that is really psychedelic guitar.
There's a great violence to the guitar playing on
that
track.
Neil Young.
Yep, definitely. Trademark.
Young, right. Neil Young and...
attacks it.
It just, really, I mean, it's just like, no matter what the song, he's pissed.
Yeah.
Right? Or at least the guitar is. A Long Song Wednesday, we do it each and every Wednesday, and hopefully you will join us again next Wednesday for that.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now. In front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
Rocket Man, the facts versus the movie. Right now, 68 degrees. Cloudy, warm, and humid today with temperatures getting up to 86. But an afternoon thunderstorm and an evening thunderstorm could happen. We could see a little rain tomorrow morning, but let's worry about that tomorrow. Right now, mostly sunny and 68 degrees. And, well, let's just get into facts versus movie when it comes to Elton John's Rocket Man. I have to say, I was surprised that this didn't come in first place. I didn't realize that Godzilla was going to be there. But the fact that it came in third, I found really shocking. You know, that it got beat by...
It beat predictions, though.
Yeah.
The studio was predicting like 20 mil, and it came with what, like 27 or something?
25 is where I left off. Could have been a little higher. But anyways, but some of the things that happened in the movie that just aren't fact.
Right.
They just aren't fact at all. And if you're going to see it, there's two things you should know. One is a lot of the facts in the movie are not facts at all. And the other is this is not going to be like Bohemian Rhapsody. It's going to be more like La La Land or a Moulin Rouge. It's a musical is what it comes down to. But Elton did not take his name from John Lennon. As the movie shows, the man born Reginald Kenneth Dwight took part of his first name from his bluesology bandmate, a guy named Elton Dean. But the John didn't come from John Lennon. It came from Long John Baldry, who was a huge act in England, had a little bit of success here. He's the man who discovered Rod Stewart.
Oh,
all right. So, all right. What do you got, Steve?
Elton didn't actually audition for Dick James.
All right. That happens in the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Ray Williams is the man who discovered Elton. But Dick James was Ray's boss, and he was much more skeptical. In Rocket Man, Elton tries to impress Dick James by playing bits of Daniel. And I guess that's what that's why they call it the blues. In the movie, it's 1967 at this point. Those songs didn't come out until 72 and 1983.
Dave?
All right, doubling down on that chronological mishap. One of many troubadour mistakes in the movie was the troubadour, of course, was the most crucial evening of Elton John's career. It took place August 25th, 1970, when he made his American debut at the Troubadour Theater and blew the audience away. People were loving him, but Rocket Man recreates this evening in great detail, but they show him singing Crocodile Rock, which, once again, was not written until 1972.
All right.
Well,
you got more about the Troubadour?
Yeah, we're going to stay at the Troubadour.
Nice.
So movie Elton was very nervous when Dick James told him that he had booked shows at the Troubadour because he didn't have a backing band yet. In the film, Elton met the musicians when he first arrives at the venue. But in real life, Elton had been gigging with drummer Nigel Olsen and bassist Dee Murray all over England since April, 4 months before they actually went to L.A.
And lastly this morning, the movie says that Elton John and Bernie Taupin never had an argument shortly before they have a particularly bitter argument. All right, it's implied that they worked apart for years. And there was indeed a period in the late 70s where Elton worked with Gary Osborne and some other lyricists, but it just lasted for a couple of albums, and the duo have worked together ever since, exclusively since the 80s. So once again, none of these things really matter, and if you want the strict truth about Elton John's life, there are plenty of books and documentaries that you can get into, but they won't have Elton John singing in a giant red devil outfit at the bottom of a swimming pool with his, you know, young childhood self.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
With all of those facts where we told you the true facts behind, which is a wrong way to use that word, all right, all of the facts behind Elton John and what happened in the movie, all right, there are other things that you might not know about Elton John that, you know, I could tell you if you wanted to.
I would love to be educated.
Yeah, would you?
On Elton,
now,
yes.
Now, I know you'll find this hard to believe, but I've actually come up with 10 things that you probably didn't know about Elton John.
I hope Bill's listening.
Yeah, I know, because he loves when I do this. All right, so here are the top 10 things you didn't know about Elton John. Number 10, his birth name was really Reginald Kenneth Dwight Mellencamp. Okay.
All right.
Renata Blau, who was his wife from 1984 to 1988, is in the Guinness Book of World Records for worst gaydar ever.
That's pretty good.
Candle in the Wind was originally called Bouncy Flame. It's a silly little song. All right. And his middle name, Hercules, which comes from, he got that because of all the strength it takes to put on all of those giant glasses.
Oh, I did know that one.
All right. Number 6, he and William Shatner trade toupees just to see if anybody notices.
Oh, man.
Without sequence at number 5, without sequence, most of his outfits would look like Jiffy Lube jumpsuits. Number 4, he actually prefers fighting on Tuesday nights. Number 3, he loves the movie Rocket Man but thinks it needs more sequence. Number 2, his DNA test came back 40% glitter. And number one, he and Elizabeth are engaged in a legal battle over the rights as to who should be called the Queen of England.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mamma mia.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.